I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
A lot of talk about tattoos lately. An influencer went viral and got a lot of backlash because she got the freckles tattoo. That's a new thing. Girls are getting tattoos of freckles on their face because they've always wanted freckles.
You know, it's funny. For a long time, I remember everybody was trying to cover it up.
Right. So that's cool. Say, what? Like, I can't even believe that's a thing.
No, I'm all right with that, right? Like, I mean, they make it fashionable whether theirs is real or not.
Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande showed off their matching tattoos that say "For Good" to commemorate part two of Wicked coming out. That's what it's called, Wicked for Good.
Besties get tattoos all the time. We found a lot of parents and their kids.
1-800-330-9999. Who is your matching tattoo with and what is it of?
I have a matching tattoo with my son, and it's a red heart with the Q in it in memory of my mom.
That's nice.
Yeah. Memory ones are always good because you know you're never going to regret that ever in your life.
Yeah. And a lot of times I feel like the kids can talk us into that one pretty easy.
Yes.
Right?
Hey,
you're like, oh, my son or daughter is so thoughtful. You're like 18 and a half. You're walking them right in there and paying for it. Hey, Justine, quickly tell us, do you have a matching tattoo with somebody? What is it and who's it with?
My sister and I, we have a matching tattoo, and it's of a phoenix
to go through
our childhood and our trials and tribulations.
Yeah. I always love the phoenix tattoo, except for that one on Ben Affleck's back, because it's
too much.
And I mean, obviously he's done well for himself, but I love the vision and the message and all that of the phoenix. So that's cool. Thanks for calling. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Justine. Sam, you have a matching tattoo. Who is it with and what does it mean?
Okay, so my matching tattoo is with my best friend, Chrissy, who passed away in 2020.
Yeah.
The tattoo is number 42 that we both got on our foot after Mariano Rivera came in to close out a game against the Boston Red Sox.
Yes, yeah.
And we felt that was the best way to honor, you know, the best closer in history. And then, you know, so that took a lot of meaning for us. And then, unfortunately, in 2020, at 42, my best friend passed away. So now that tattoo means everything to me.
Yeah.
You know, two things that I would observe as a Red Sox fan. Number one, I remember every bit. So thank you for bringing that up and throwing salt in my wound. But, you know, the other thing that I love is I love that you got it when she was healthy. Right. Yeah. Like you have this great thing. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not a result of, and anything that you had gotten after that point would have been great, too. And have a different meaning, but I love that it has a meaning where it was just a fun time that you had together, right?
Right. And it's like personal to you, and it's a little bit silly, and it's a little bit out there, and it's everything a best friend tattoo should be.
It's fully alive.
Yeah.
I love that.
It is.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, whenever somebody sees it, they always ask me, and, you know, I'm called to immediately talk about my best friend and what a wonderful person she was. So it has actually taken on, you know, multiple meanings over the years. And out of all my tattoos, it's my favorite tattoo.
Yeah.
I love that, Sam. Thank you so much.
What a great way to
describe it,
right? Called to talk about my friend.
Yeah. Pat, do you have a matching tattoo with someone? Who is it with and what is it of?
Yes, I have a matching tattoo with my daughter that we got a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's an infinity sign with a heart in the middle. And then there's a little heart attached to the bottom of it with her favorite color. And then she has a heart with my favorite color.
That is nice. What is your favorite color? What is her favorite color?
My favorite color is purple. Her favorite color is pink.
Well,
that's cute.
They're both very nice,
and
but
also,
blue, everybody knows, is the best color ever.
Pink and purple and gold are my daughter's favorite colors.
Oh,
we've got
look
a combination.
At that. I mean, wait a minute, though. She's got three favorite colors?
I know. It doesn't make sense, but I let her do what she wants because she's seven, you know? Your first world complaint. You know you're not supposed to complain because people have real problems. And let's be honest, we all have real problems,
oh,
right?
Yeah, of course, definitely.
But it's the little things that drive you nuts and you just feel bad voicing them. Except I did. I did.
Yeah.
And our boss looked at me with disgust and he says, that's a first world complaint, Anna.
You know what I'm going to tell you is, your thing was real, but you're both right. Neither of you are wrong.
No, I mean, I won't lie. It was the first one. I was scheduled to work an event. Mm-hmm. It was an event that was over 4 hours long, and it involved me being with children all day and taking photos. My face hurts. My cheeks.
I love you like you act like I wasn't there.
Right. Yeah. But they hurt so badly. Yeah. From smiling that whole time, because the camera keeps taking pictures and pictures and pictures, and you just keep smiling bigger and bigger and bigger, and all of a sudden you release the muscles in your cheeks and you realize, ow,
yeah,
my cheeks hurt.
Yeah, it's one of those days where there is a ton of cameras, there's a ton of photos, and not everybody is fast, right? Like, not everybody happens at lightning speed, and even with that amount of people, even if they would, there would be some, you know, discomfort to your face after a certain amount of time. If you ever have one of those days where you're out and you're laughing so hard all day long that your stomach and your face hurts, like, it's a good feeling, but at the same time, it's like, wow.
My face hurts.
It's real.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's sore.
But that's a first world complaint. Complaining that your face hurts from smiling too much is a first world complaint. He's right.
Yeah, I can play this game right now. I have a first world complaint. The wind is going to make it difficult to cover my pool tomorrow.
Mm. Well, it's nice that you have a pool.
Yeah, right. It is nice. Right. Yeah.
And the fact that you've waited all the way until November to close it, that's your own problem.
Another one. Both my trash and recyclable containers are both full and have been for 2 days, and the trash doesn't come till tomorrow.
Oh, must be nice to be able to have all that trash.
Right. And somebody comes to pick it up and take care of it for me. Right. All those things.
That's a first world complaint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Raven went around the office to ask the office squad what their first world complaint is.
I probably wouldn't have to do my leaves.
I've got a problem with leaves, too, as a matter of fact. Thanks for ruining my day.
I mean, Raven, you seem to have a lot of first world complaints that go right along with it.
I did leaves yesterday for 5 hours. Yeah. Look outside my window right now. It's like I did not do a thing.
Mm.
I will be doing it again in 5 days.
Stephanie on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven wrote she tagged the name of the company, is out of my favorite scented candle, the company of the candles.
Yeah.
NARS has discontinued the red, band red, the lipstick that I've worn for 7 years. I don't know how to survive. I've bought like 6 other ones and I don't like any of them.
But she's been talking about this for a week.
Right. It's a first world complaint.
She's been telling me about this for a week.
The internet's always buffering.
Yeah.
When you're watching like 4K television in 3 different rooms and the kids have their iPad and there's 4 phones and one of them rings or whatever, or somebody approaches your Ring doorbell camera and the screen shows that little circle for just 30 seconds, that's too much for you.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
When our computers are messed up here at work, it's like the world is coming to an end.
Yeah, we just whine and we call somebody. I hate it when you have to pull out your phone because your television is asking it. It puts up a QR code. All you have to do is punch in like 5 letters and you're going to be able to stream some amazing movie or show that you've been chasing for hours at this point. But I hate that.
What's your first world complaint? This is your chance to get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. Oh, your first world complaint. You're not supposed to complain about things that are minimal, but let's be honest. Sometimes those little things drive you crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Lately, when you go to the grocery store, my produce hasn't been as shiny.
Oh.
Hasn't been as shiny.
Yeah.
And the bananas have been a little bit small.
That's sad.
And then when I buy a bushel of grapes, cotton candy grapes or sweet plum grapes, any kind of grapes that I want that are always available to be autumn crisp, but those are real delicious. There's always one or two in the pound that aren't good.
That stinks.
Yep.
Sorry. I'm sorry about that.
Yep.
We asked the office
outside,
squad.
There's spiders.
Well, there's spider. They live here too, spiders in the world.
No, they shouldn't.
Okay. We went around the office to the office squad to ask people, what's their first world complaint? Mm.
Traffic everywhere. Side roads, highways, back roads, roads that never had more than 2-3 cars on it at the same time. Traffic is killing me. Killing me.
It's killing her.
It's literally killing her.
Yeah.
It's killing her.
They just said LA has the worst traffic in the country, followed by New York, number 2. And the average person that lives in those areas spends like, it was something crazy, like 90 hours a year in traffic.
Her final message was, I think, is that people just need to go away.
Yeah, that was
that was basically it. She's like, there's too many people, they need to go away. I was like, that's not really a solution. She thought it was the ultimate.
I would have to say my dishwasher not working. I'm used to like washing, like, you know, I used to have to like wash with my like wash my plates with my hands and everything.
Yeah.
But now that I have a dishwasher, and I look at it, I'm just like, this is crazy.
It better do its job.
It better do its job. Like, what's going on?
Right.
I totally agree.
Yes. No, when the dishwasher breaks, it's a problem.
My wife and I, when we first got our first house together, she was coming from an apartment. She did not have a dishwasher. And when she said it, I just remember looking at her for minutes on end. I was like, what? I couldn't comprehend that, you know?
Well, you want to talk about nonsense, first world complaint. So we bought our home from our friend.
Yeah.
And she had installed in her bathroom heated floors.
Yes.
I thought when I moved in, I said, this was a ridiculous waste of money.
Right.
Who needs their floors in their bathrooms heated? I can't imagine a life right now.
You wouldn't want to live it.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't want to live it.
Oh. It's the biggest first world problem. Yeah. Like if my husband always trying to save every single penny, if he shuts it off and I get up and I walk in there in the morning.
You scream.
I'm like, ah!
Right.
1-800-330-9999. Holly, what's your first world complaint?
Okay, like every morning I like put 45 minutes to myself. Like I give myself 45 minutes before I go to work, and I always like put the robot vacuum on while I'm doing my yoga, and like it always gets stuck on my mat every day. And it's so annoying.
That is very first world.
Yeah. It's annoying though. You're allowed to complain.
Yeah, your automatic robot
so frustrating.
Is interrupting you during your yoga.
Right, that's what a first world problem is.
There's somebody out there digging a ditch right now. There's a child in Bangladesh hand sewing a shirt that we're going to buy for $8. But your Roomba is up on your yoga mat.
So annoying, though. Like, get out of here, Roomba. Nobody told you to come clean here.
Except her.
1-800-330-9999. Your first world complaint. You know it's not a real problem, but it's a problem to you.
Yeah.
It's a first world complaint. My boss brought this up because I complained that my face hurt after I had a smile too much at an event. He said, that's not a real thing. That's a first world complaint.
It was just a line full of kids that wanted a photo that were big fans of the show, and we had to go and go and go. But
I mean, I love the kids, which is why I smiled for 4.5 hours, and then I couldn't move my face.
Yeah.
What's your first world complaint? We asked the office squad.
I don't trust the meat in the grocery store you buy anymore. I just don't. Price aside, the grade of you, does USDA even exist anymore? You don't really know what you're getting in your meat.
When I asked her and she said that to me, I was just blown away by the conspiracy theory thoughts that just came to mind immediately. But you know something? In my mind, as soon as she said it, I was thinking of that pink paste. Do you remember the pink paste when that came out about burgers or whatever they were saying with ground beef? Pink paste
no.
is what I was envisioning.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fake meat.
What is your first world complaint? 1-800-330-9999. Bobo.
Well, it's not really my problem, but a lot of people complain about it. Mm. Leaf blowers.
Leaf blowers, yes. They're too noisy.
It's really loud.
They've been making them like outlawed in a lot of places right now.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's a really first world problem.
Yeah.
Just roll over and put the pillow over your ears and go back to sleep.
I was
going to
say, right? Like, I mean, it's 8 a.m. everywhere. That means get up and get something done. Thanks, Bobo.
Thanks, Bobo. Bruno, most first world problem, ridiculous complaint that you have.
I've been eating McDonald's for almost 35 years now, and they still don't give enough ketchup to me.
You know what? I honestly was just envisioning McDonald's and thinking to myself that it never looks like the commercial. All my complaints were going to come down to that. And I'll eat it anyways. The cheese is never completely melted on my cheeseburgers, but I'll still eat them.
Why don't you just take a handful? I guess if you go through the takeout, the drive-through, ketchup. Yeah. Yeah, you have to do what I do. Whenever you're in there, you just have to grab so much of everything.
And then just store it.
Yep, in your glove compartment. I have so many napkins. I've basically robbed every fast food place blind. Burger King, Wendy's, you name it, I've got the napkins in my car.
I feel like that's a nationwide epidemic, though. Like, right? Like, we're all out for your napkins.
It's true. The worst is when they have the new things now where you have to take them one at a time. Listen, I'll stand here for 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
You want to make it more difficult for me?
Yeah.
Fine.
You're not going to defeat me.
No.
Christina, how about you? What's your first world problem?
I hate when going to order food inside restaurants where TVs are on, music is playing, and some restaurants still leave up a thick plastic window. And I don't know if they heard anything correctly for the order that I place with them. It seems like it's too much going on.
Commotion. Yep.
Yeah.
It's too busy in here. The person who believes that the volume is all about them.
If
you've ever been to a party before, any formal party or whatever, I guarantee you, room full of 200 people, there's a grandmother in that room that thinks the volume is under her control.
I don't know.
Or it should be at her discretion.
But what happened? Like, at what point in my life did I decide going into a loud restaurant was terrible?
It's too much.
I can't have a conversation. Yeah. We can't hear each other.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, it'll be like a pizza place that's just playing a normal volume. I'll be like, can you guys hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
2 feet away.
Everybody in your conversation in your group can hear you, incidentally. It's the voices in your head that you can't quiet down.
I guess that's the
problem.
Yep.
And Grandma, it's not your wedding.
Yeah.
Go sit down.
The one thing that drives me crazy that you brought it up is you're worried if the server doesn't hear what you ordered correctly.
Oh, yeah.
When they don't write it down. As somebody who comes from a restaurant family, I always wrote everything down when I serve tables because you make mistakes. You forget. So when I see a server not write something down, I just think to myself, great, now I'm going to get the wrong dish.
You know, when somebody goes to me, some people are that good. They don't need to write it down. I say to myself, no, those people just like to gamble. Every table they have, they're rolling the dice. I would rather have you write mine down. Here, you know what? My wife probably has a pen in her purse. I'll write mine down for you.
Hand it to you.
You can take it back and give it to the chef. How about that?
Is there a right or wrong reason to take a day off of work? How about taking 10 business days off of work? You know, it's funny because here at our company, you have a certain amount of vacation days and you have sick days, or now we have to call them personal days to be politically correct. Personal days,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you can use them however you want. But what if you went to your boss and you said, I need to take 10 business days off because I just broke up with my boyfriend and I need the time to heal?
I mean, it seems shocking. There are a couple of rules here. Is like, you know, you're supposed to string together your vacation days and not string together PTO days, which seems a little bit, you know, kind of by the needle. But I mean, 10 days, it's not medical reasons unless they're diagnosing broken hearts at this point, basically, right? So it's all PTO straight at that point. That definitely would not be allowed.
Right.
I can promise you that.
So one Gen Z employee said that I broke up with my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to focus at work. I need to take a short break. I'm going to take 10 days off. And the boss gave it to them.
Yeah.
They said, yeah, all right. And I think that's where that, you know, we talk about the clear divide between Gen Z and millennials.
That would be pretty clear for a lot of them. I want you to imagine your dad saying that to his factory supervisor 10, 20 years ago, right? 30 years ago.
And it brings up the question of, you know, the Gen Z, the younger generation, tends to have a lot of emotional and connecting to their mental well-being. And all of that seems great. But I hear that and I go, no. They got it all wrong. I go, what you do when you're going through something terrible in your life is you dive deeper into your work.
Right.
Because it distracts you from the pain that you feel inside.
Yeah.
And that is a millennial way of thinking.
That is our cold, dark hearts
just
speaking out there, right?
So
the way that we've been, you know, raised as well, right?
It
is funny how things change.
Hayden, my 16-year-old, she's a junior in high school. She gets 2 mental health days off a year from school.
Yeah.
So you can take 2 mental health days whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I got that first notice home that they were implementing it.
You were like, say what?
I go, that's fake, honey.
Right.
That's fake.
You'll never do that and I'll never allow it.
I go, what you'll do is like, if you have a day that you need to work on college stuff or you need to do extra papers.
We'll tell them that.
We'll tell them that, yeah, you're taking that mental health day, but that's what we'll do. And I don't know what's right or wrong, honestly. I don't know.
I mean, that's 2 days out of, 180-day school year or whatever. I mean, I think I'm okay with that. I'm good. Listen, I'm okay with you taking a couple days off if you broke up and you're upset. 2 weeks paid seems excessive, but I'm not the supervisor there.
I have come up with a list of reasons why I want to take 10 business days off from work.
Okay.
You tell me.
Approved
reason,
or not approved.
Approved or not approved.
I'll stamp it with approval or rejection.
Nobody wants this dropped on Netflix, and I've been dying to watch season 2. I just want to sit in my house and binge it.
Is Kristen Bell really, is it that electric? Because I never watched season 1, and I do love her.
It's mindless, and that's what I need in my life.
I'm going to say that, you know, you can schedule that another time throughout the day, but, you know, everybody does say it's a good show, so why not?
Thank you.
All right, 2 days is okay.
My pet looks sad. Maybe he or she is sick. I'm not really sure.
Oh, well, you know, if the dog is sick, you know for sure I am not coming to work. I promise you that. We've been over that plenty of times.
I got a bad haircut. I need 2 weeks off for it to grow out a little bit.
No, that's rejected. I'm sorry.
All right. Today is the day after Election Day. My person didn't win. I want to sit home and cry.
I mean, I don't think that that's an unreal thing for certain people. So I'll just say
once in my life, yeah. I considered that. Yeah. Once in my life.
I'll give you that day off. Why not? There's some people that aren't feeling it today.
I texted my boss. I remember it was a long time ago. And they're like, no, you have to come report it.
Right.
You fool. Get to work.
Actually, the essence of our job.
Your team just lost the Super Bowl. You get the next day off?
Oh, I think that you should. I think everybody should have the day after the Super Bowl off.
All right.
Well, I'm going to approve that one.
That's all I got.
Okay.
If you could clone your family pet, would you? Trending is powered by T-Mobile. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more. All right, so what did Tom Brady reveal about his current puppy?
He revealed that it's actually a clone of his previous pup, Lua. So Tom opened up about working with Colossal Biosciences to take a blood sample from Lua prior to her death, and a few months later, clone Junie.
He cloned his new dog to look like his old dog and to be his old dog.
I mean, not to look like his old dog. I mean, it
does.
Well,
yes.
Yes. I mean, it's going
Raven.
To look like the old dog.
Yes.
The hope, I think, here is honestly that it's going to have a lot of the personality traits, right? That it's inherent to the animal and that its bloodline has given it the ability to, you know, have that same demeanor as your other pet.
It's creepy and it's weird. They go on.
Okay. In a statement from Colossal, which Brady is an investor, he said, "I love my animals. They mean the world to me and my family. A few years ago, I worked with Colossal and leveraged their non-invasive cloning technology through a simple blood draw of our family's elderly dog before she passed."
Then they cloned it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man, you're sad. You're going to lose your animal. One of the saddest things that I have, and of course, I totally respect a spay and neuter for all animals because there are an abundance of animals out there that need a home. But I love my dog so much. And as he ages and has more health ailments, I wish that he just had the ability to give me a puppy just like him.
You don't think it's weird?
It's a little weird.
Raven,
I get it.
But you're going to take the blood sample from your pet.
Yes.
A pet that is unique to you
like
at a time in your life.
Too,
it's $50,000. Yeah. It's $50,000 to do this. FYI.
I know, because Barbara Streisand did it.
Yeah. And so did Paris Hilton.
Yes.
And there's a lot of celebrities that have done this. I just pulled up that list too. And what they're doing is they're making a copy of that dog. So there's no guarantee that the dog will have the same personality.
Of course not.
There's no guarantee. It has a lot to do with environment and being brought up and all that. But it looks like the old dog. So all you're really doing is you're not mourning. You're not letting it go. You're not going through the grieving process. You're just trying to replace it with a twin, and that's not what having a pet is all about.
Yeah, I know. But I think it's part of human nature too to hold on or whatever. Like, listen, I don't discount the fact that it is a huge moral conundrum. It is a big question, and it's going to get larger and larger moving forward. But for myself personally, ready my robot body. I'm ready to go. If you can make, you know, my next body out of a pig, I'm happy to go that route.
I mean, no.
Yeah.
I think when I'm gone, just, you know what? Send me off on my way.
Seen enough on.
And remember me.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing with Colossal, which is the company that's doing this, that Tom Brady is an investor in too, is that they're the ones that did the dire wolf. Remember?
Yes.
So in Game of Thrones, they had these dire wolves that have gone extinct, but they have recreated three of these wolves.
So they say, right? I mean, they look like dire wolves. We don't know how large they're going to get. Dire wolves are known to be like mega. Like, we don't know how large they're going to get, but they do look like that. They exhibit some of those traits. Obviously, it's something that's cloned with an animal that still exists at this point. These are the same people that want to bring back the woolly mammoth and, you know, some other things.
Do we need the woolly mammoth back? Do we?
Would he do well? Right. Like, can he just go in a cage like other elephants? I don't think that that's a good life.
I don't think how it works.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. There is a lot of back and forth here on what you think is right and what you think is wrong, and I'll tell you, I think it all wrong. It all seems weird.
Two things we know here is that Tom Brady, everything he does is astute business moves, and he is doing it and making huge money in these things. It's a little bit weird to find that out with the statement coming out there. The other thing is Tom Brady's crazy.
Like, I love end of the statement.
Yes, I right. love Tom Good. Brady. But Tom Brady's crazy, like Tom Cruise level kind of crazy.
What if he wants 13 of the same dogs? He just wants to be surrounded by 13 of Luas.
I mean, it sounds like a starting lineup for his next football team.
Yeah.
It seems weird.
There's a movement to get rid of the car horn because people are becoming too aggressive and it causes road rage. When was the last time you used your car horn? Was it for good? Was it for evil? What were the reasons? Raven, I've selected five car horns. Can you guess the car?
Oh, I can't wait to play this game.
Ready? Here's the first one.
Go. That is some sort of Chevy. That is a Chevy Impala. Was a Chevrolet something, a GM something.
That is a Jeep Gladiator Rubicon.
Okay, I wouldn't have guessed that one.
No,
sorry,
no.
I got that one wrong.
How
what
about
are you
this
do?
One? Seems polite, right?
One more
Hold
time.
On. Want to hear it again?
Mm-hmm. That is a Honda Accord. Honda Accord.
That is a Ford Ranger, which I felt like should have felt more strength and manly.
It definitely should have been more masculine. I have a Ford Ranger in the parking lot right now. Guess what? My horn is beefier than that.
Okay, how about this one?
I mean, that feels like Ranger to me, but I'm going to go with Chevy Impala again.
What's up with you and Chevy Impala?
Oh, no, it's the only thing I can think of right now of a sudden.
That's a Bentley.
Oh.
That is a Bentley right
there. How was I ever going to guess that? I ain't never heard one of them. It's the kid from the hood. Come
All right,
man.
How about this one? How about this one?
That is a Honda Accord.
That is a Toyota RAV4.
I mean, that's really close, though. Come on.
How about the most obnoxious sound in the world?
I mean, obviously, I can't win this game.
What could this possibly be, Raven?
Is it a Cybertruck?
It is a Cybertruck.
Oh, yeah!
What do you think about car horns? They're so divisive because some people use them so freely and you're like, get that person off the road.
I will never even use it actually in public now. I just feel like it's far too aggressive. It definitely says, I want confrontation.
Yeah, me too. When was the last time you used your car horn and why? Andre?
Yeah, I used my car horn and last night was the last time I did it. And I did it kind of aggressively.
Okay.
I'm coming home from work and this idiot decides to cut me off. Almost hits my bumper, so yeah, I beeped the horn so that he knew he was in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
how
smart.
Close I was.
Yeah, how long did you hold it?
Probably about a good 30 seconds.
Whoa,
that's
I did it. I did it a long time.
Yeah,
I did it a long time just to be annoying to the guy.
Yeah,
smart.
Yeah. What happened after that?
What was his reaction?
Did you get out and wrestle on the side of the road? Did he go on about his life and you went on about yours?
He tried to brake check me, but it didn't work.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
It's good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andre.
Been there.
I'm glad you survived it.
Thank you, Andre. See, that's exactly why we got to get rid of horns, though.
Yeah.
Hi, Lynn. Last time you use a horn, are you a horn person?
Not really, but I just used my horn about 4 minutes ago.
Okay.
Why?
What happened?
There's a car next to me weaving back and forth. Almost hit me once, so I kind of didn't want to use the horn. The second time, almost slams into the side of my car. So I go around past him or her, I didn't know, and then I look over and there's a person bent over the seat. I don't even see the head, and then comes up with an Egg McMuffin in his hand. I guess he dropped his sandwich and was all over the road trying to get it.
Oh, I dropped my water bottle yesterday. I had a major conundrum. It was the same thing. I was like, am I going to get it? I'm like, I'm so thirsty. I could see it out of the corner of my eye, but I'm driving 65. This doesn't seem like the right time.
All I need to know is, was it egg side down? Was it still in the roll? Was it in the wrapper? Like, I have to know these things.
You eat it regardless.
Lynn, you know, I get it. I'm sorry you had to use your horn, but I mean, it was an Egg McMuffin on the floor.
I mean, I understand that. 1-800-330-9999. The last time you used your car horn, what happened and why? There is a movement to get rid of car horns because it causes too much aggression on the roads.
Mm.
There's sometimes you just need your car horn.
Yeah.
When was the last time you used it and why? 1-800-330-9999. Victor.
Well, I want to make sure that it works all the time. And I drive in like 24/7. And so I just trying to get out of my driveway. And someone was backing out of my driveway. So I hold the horn for like probably a minute. What was this guy trying to do? It's crazy.
I once got off the highway one time, and I was in a friend's borrowed truck, brand new, black and red truck. I'll never forget it. Super hot. It was like a Blazer GT or SRS back in the day when that was like the thing to have. And this guy in a box truck, while I'm sitting at a red light off the highway, put it in reverse and backed up while I leaned on the horn the entire time.
Crazy.
Yeah. And then when the cops showed up, he tried to tell them I rear-ended him. It was crazy. The worst part is, though, I told him, I said, man, your karma's got to be so upside down. I'd hate to be your kid crossing the street in the next couple of days. And that's a terrible thing to say.
That's not, you don't say that to people.
Yeah. No, 100%. But you know something? Get a dash cam. Mm-hmm. Do yourself a favor. Alyssa, last time you had to use your horn, what happened? Are you a horn blower?
I never used to be, and now I travel with an infant in my car, so I'm a little more picky about when people cut me off.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, I was, like, waiting. I was in my lane to turn to go home, and someone cut me off right before I needed to turn, and so I definitely honked at them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially at the end of a long day, the horn fuse gets shorter.
I think when you have kids in your car, you become more hyper-vigilant. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's one way to view it, right? The horn thing. Hypervigilant versus a little aggressive.
Yes. Right. Thanks, Alyssa. Molly, last time you used your car horn?
Last night. It was like 10 o'clock, bringing my daughter home from soccer. I live on a rural road coming down my driveway, and there's like a 300-pound bear in my driveway.
Oh, that's a good time to use the horn.
Right.
That's a good time.
What did the bear do?
I used the horn. I laid on the horn. He looked at me like I had two heads and continued on.
Yeah.
They're not safe, but I felt like it was the only way I could defend myself and my kid was to lay on the horn to scare him away. But obviously it didn't work, and we sat in the car for 20 minutes waiting for the bear to leave.
You'd be lucky if he doesn't turn back around and eat that horn tomorrow. Good luck.
Probably, because 2 months before that, my husband had a bear on top of his Subaru in the driveway.
Oh my God.
Well, everybody knows that bears love Subarus.
Yeah.
So that's almost his fault for parking there.
One time my car was attacked by a fleet of wild turkeys, and I laid on the horn, and they didn't care.
No.
They kept pecking at my car. They were looking for blood.
They were like, it's going to take more than that,
right?
Sucker.
Right.
Mala, tell us, last time you used the horn, are you a horn blower? What happened?
All right. So it wasn't the last time I used my horn, but you're going to love this. Mm. I took my grandchildren to the beach, and it was a busy Saturday afternoon, and there were no more spots. And the one spot that I found, as I'm pulling in, I look over, and I can see someone servicing her boyfriend.
Oh.
And I had to beat my horn so that by the time I get out of the car, my kids wouldn't see this.
Yes.
And she did. And it was humiliating, and I couldn't move my car because there were no more spots. So I had to take that spot.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have pulled away.
Yeah.
That's
but
awful.
I beat, and she jumped up, and there you go.
Zola, I'm very, very sorry that happened, and I would also lean into my horn for that.
It's proper communication at that point. It was necessary, and you did it.
And I probably would video, too. I'm not even going to lie. Everyone could please rise and call him Sir David Beckham.
Okay.
Yeah, trending is powered by T-Mobile. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more. David Beckham is officially Sir David Beckham. He was knighted by King Charles at Windsor Castle for his services to sport and charity. Here he is talking about it.
It's a very proud day for us as a family today. You know, I grew up in the East End of London in a very humble family, and my dream was always to become a professional footballer, play for my country, play for Manchester United. Today, to be honoured by the most important institutions in the world, being an East End boy, it's a very proud day.
I don't know why. I guess I got like emotional and tears in my eyes.
Yeah, because you don't care about David Beckham on most days, right? But
well,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and you know, Victoria, his wife, who I'm like a fan of, she talked about how this is the biggest deal in the world for him, and that this was literally his dream come true above everything else, because he's always been such a proud English boy and like believed in the king and the queen and all of that.
Well, listen, let's be real. It's kind of the coolest award you can get in the world.
I was thinking about it.
It kind of is, right?
I think with the exception of maybe getting like a Purple Heart or something, like a military huge award in America, I can't imagine anything cooler than that, right?
You know, it's a very good comparison because, again, that's something that's earned, not given.
Mm-hmm.
But the title of knighthood is, it's about one of the coolest things that you can have on the planet.
And
it's way better than winning a Grammy or an Oscar or whatever. I take being a knight all the time. Super Bowl winners, pretty close, but
I would say I think a dream would be to be honored at the White House for something, you know,
sure,
at some point. I think that's
but then if King Charles called you after and was like, we're gonna make you a knight,
there's a good chance I'm never gonna be a knight. There's a good chance.
All right.
Yeah. Also, what's trending tonight is a supermoon. That means the moon is closest point to Earth in the orbit, making it appear larger and brighter.
Okay.
It's also called a beaver moon. for whatever reason. I guess because
beavers love it.
No, in the fur trade era, this is when people would trap beavers.
It's good hunting time.
Yeah.
Good hunting time, yeah.
But it's also the night that you're supposed to make your moon water. Turns out there's a lot of explanations of how to make moon water on YouTube.
First off, you're going to find a container to put your moon water in. I prefer glass or copper because natural materials are better, but you can use whatever you have.
All right, so basically get a cup, whatever you got in your house.
Is this person a water doctor?
No, this is a moon water expert.
Okay.
Then you're just going to fill your jar up with water. Sometimes when I'm doing this, I will say intentions out loud or in my head.
Oh, boy.
Actually, they say during the full moon, this is the perfect time to to manifest.
Oh, okay.
So while you're pouring the water in your cup of water to make your moon water, manifest your dreams because this is when you're closest to the moon, I guess. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
And then?
Then you're going to find a place in your house where you can set this out and the full moon light will touch it. Get it in the morning before the sun hits it and you made yourself some moon water.
You know what that sounds like to me? Gnats. Okay? If you got a single leak, all right, they're getting in there. It sounds like gnats.
Here's what I don't understand. After you make the moon water, which seems pretty simple, it's putting a cup of water by a window.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to drink it? What do you...
I'm just going to say...
Do you drink the moon water?
Gnats,
or do you
again.
Do you pour it on yourself?
You know what? That's probably a better idea, actually.
Okay.
Do that.
Just don't forget, pour the moon water on yourself and manifest your future. Tonight's the night to do it. If old friends have started coming out of nowhere and all of a sudden texting you and seeing how you're doing, there's a reason behind it.
They're super thoughtful and they miss me and they see my smiling face and wonder what happened to us.
Yesterday, it was like a light bulb went over my head and turned on when I realized what was happening. So it all started about three times when I had one friend reach out to me and I hadn't talked to her in a while. And she said hello and all the niceties and I didn't think anything of it. I was like, it's an old friend saying hi. Great.
Yeah, of course, reaching out.
Second, a couple days later, another text message from another friend. And asking what I've been up to, how is everything, what am I doing for the holidays, the usual kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, that's weird when like two friends you haven't talked to in months and months. And they're old good friends, like no big deal.
Regular text messages or
regular
Facebook
text
Messenger
messages
or what?
Okay. Regular text messages to my cell phone.
Yeah.
Third one comes yesterday and all of a sudden I go, oh my gosh.
Something's going on.
I get it. Now, these are three people from three different parts of my lives.
Yeah.
None of them are connected to one another.
They don't know each other.
They all had one thing in common. They asked me if I knew a person. It wasn't the same person.
Was it me?
Nope. Then I see trending that the biggest dating game right now is Facebook dating.
Is that right?
So if you're not familiar with Facebook dating, it launched back in 2019. It now has outpaced Hinge with 21 million daily users.
Oh my gosh.
Now, the interesting part about this and why all of a sudden yesterday the light bulb went off and I realized what was happening is that each of them asked me if I knew a person and what I thought of them.
Okay.
And this was like after deep in the conversation.
And again, not the same person. But
no. So what Facebook dating does is that it shows you who your mutual friends are.
Mm-hmm.
So for each of these people, I popped up as a mutual friend on Facebook.
Hey, did they just start this? I mean, I think
2019.
So they were doing this before because I remember this is my wife and her friends. Like, this is what they do when they deep dive. They sleuth people.
Well,
they go through and they figure out whether or not this is a crazy person.
So when somebody likes it. So what happened was the first person that text messaged me, I didn't even know that this guy was getting a divorce.
Yeah.
So when she asked me about him.
You were like, oh my God, he's married. What's wrong with you?
I was like, I said that. I go, he's married. And she's like, I don't think he's married. And I was like, no, I'm pretty sure he's married. Turns out that they were separated. I had no idea.
Right, okay.
Second guy that the second friend asked me about. And again, I don't know why I didn't click the second time.
Yeah.
Because it was so random the way they asked. Like, just be honest. Hey, Anna, there's this guy that I like on Facebook. Do you know him? And whatever.
Yeah, I'm not reaching out to find out how your kids are doing.
It was like it was a dad from when Hayden used to play soccer. I don't know the guy. Like, I haven't talked to him in 5 years. Who knows, right?
Yeah, I don't know anything about his background, but he doesn't know nothing about soccer.
And then yesterday, she asked me about this guy, and I'm like, oh, the name. And I said, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
And then she snapped me a picture and sent it to me. And I saw the Facebook dating thing. And I go, oh.
Now you got it.
I got it.
Yeah.
And I go, I don't know that guy. Like, I literally have no idea who he is.
Right.
Like, it's just one of the
Facebook
friends.
Yeah,
right. I have
course.
No clue.
Totally.
So If you're on Facebook dating, you're not alone. It's now the most widely accepted and most people finding each other dating app that there is.
I mean, I had no idea. You think that's a demographic thing? Just the age group of it?
Over 20 million, over 2 million active users are in their 20s.
Yeah.
So that goes to show you that, I mean, it's for everybody because that means that over, you know, 18 million are over 30.
Sure.
So everybody seems to be going to that. And I think it has a lot to do with seeing the connections and being able to see like who's a real person versus finding a stranger on Hinge or one of the other apps.
Do you pay for it?
I don't know.
Right.
I have no idea.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, if you're one of my friends, you want to know if I know the dude, just straight up ask me. I'll tell you. You don't have to do all the other stuff. It's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I just don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Court is brought to you by AT&T, a network that is making connections for Americans. Connecting changes everything. Learn more at att.com. Lori and Joe. Lori, what's going on?
Our daughter, she's 15, and she wants to go to a Demi Lovato concert. You know, at 15, she's trying to, you know, spread her wings. So she wants to go with her two other friends, and they want to go alone. I personally feel as though at 15, you're not old enough to go places by yourself. So I want to play tag along and, you know, I'm creeping the back, but I want to go to be able to watch. I don't want to leave my daughter, nor do I want to leave her friend somewhere unsupervised with a bunch of adults. She's not an adult. So that's the problem that we're having here.
Okay. So, Joe, what's your side of this?
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to have a problem. They are 15. We can take them down there. We can have a nice dinner outside the arena, which will, by the way, cost less than the ticket will cost for you to go. They have phones. They have Life 360, basically LoJack on her. I just don't think it's necessary for you to go in there. I think that they're going to be fine. I went to my first concert when I was 15.
Huh.
And you would drive them down there and drop them off and then just basically wait outside or be there when the show is over?
Yeah, there's like shops and stuff. There's restaurants. We can go have a date night.
I 15 is right at that cusp.
Yep.
For an arena show, like a massive arena show like Demi Lovato's doing.
Mm-hmm. What, 15,000 people, something like that. 50, you know, 13 to 17, something like that.
I mean, I used to go to shows in little bars and clubs, and it was like definitely mosh pits and stuff like that. She's going to have nice seats.
Yeah.
She's going to have concessions. It's going to be expensive. That's the main thing.
Yes. Well, if you were going to shows at bars at 15, that was bad parenting on their part, but it doesn't mean that you have to repeat the same mistake. I'm with you.
Well,
I think
there was better music.
You can handle on your own. Right. You're right about that also.
But you know your daughter. Do you think that this is something that she can handle on her own? Is she responsible? Is she street savvy, I guess, is the question?
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, yes, I think that she could probably handle it, but I would just much rather give her an opportunity in a smaller venue. So I just feel like there's so many people there navigating your way through the crowd. And then, unfortunately, there's creeps in the world. People are not walking in the right space. And just for this to be the first time, my conscience would just feel better. Because you can be all the way prepared and things can still not go right. So I would feel better just watching her make it through her first time. And then after the first time, then, you know, maybe then I can see myself cutting the cord. But not right now.
Is it really that, or are you sorry, not sorry, because you want to be cool for the summer and you want to go dance and have a good time? I mean, did she invite you? I'm guessing not.
Well, you know, the kids are never going to invite you, and I'm already cool indefinitely, so it don't matter. The point is that, you know, the world is crazy, and as your parent, I'm here to protect you, and I'll let you grow and fly, but in strides. Like, it just doesn't happen. Oh, yeah, you can go to your first concert at 15, and then I'm just going to leave you there at the stadium. No.
15 years old, you let your child go to an arena concert by themselves.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Demi Lovato show. Would you let your 15-year-old go by themselves to an arena concert? That's what Joe and Lori are trying to figure out. Lori says 15 is too young for a show that size. I'm going to go with them. But their daughter's like, no, I'm going with three of my friends. We're going to be fine, Mom.
Yeah, Demi Lovato, listen, relatively tame, right? It's not the craziest show she could go to. It's not the tamest show she could go to either. But again, it's not a crazy show. Joe just says, listen, I think you're making an excuse, Lori. You want to go to this show, right? These tickets are way too expensive. We'll just hang out outside. They've got cell phones. They can handle themselves. Everything is going to be fine. But Lori just basically keeps up the debate.
What do you think? 15, would you let your child go into an arena show by themselves? 1-800-330-9999. Chrissy?
So I'm with the husband on this. I live in New York, a suburb outside of New York City. And in our town, we kind of had an unwritten rule that the kids could take the train into the city after eighth grade. And that's like 14. So if they're going to be with the parents right outside of the arena, and there's police all over those kind of big stadiums. So I'm with him.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. 15 years old, would you let your daughter go to a concert by herself? An arena concert. It's actually Demi Lovato's show. Joe and Lori are having a disagreement about that because Lori says 15, she's too young to go with just a couple of her friends. I need to go too.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. Demi Lovato's show, it's going to be pretty hot. It's going to be fun. It's going to be suggestive at times. But is it going to be all out dangerous? I'm not really sure. Joe says our daughter's well prepared. She's got a cell phone. Point out where the cops are going to be at every exit. We'll wait outside and go to dinner in the area. No big deal.
And we'll save a ton of money because we don't have to buy your ticket.
Right.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Mario.
Well, I believe I will go with the mother's side because, you know, they're still young. And, you know, how she was saying that she'd rather try it out first with them and then go afterwards and then maybe possibly they could go on their own. But right now in the beginning, for them being young, it's better if she goes.
Yeah, not a bad idea and not a bad point. Thanks, Mario. You know, sometimes it's not only like you want to go and supervise, but sometimes you just want to see. You'll feel better yourself as a parent. You see them in that environment. You go, oh, no, they got it.
Unless the tickets are $300 each, then I'll be outside waiting. Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing is, too, is like when mom's there, right? Like she gets to see if she hasn't been to a concert in a long time. She goes, oh, it's not as crazy as I remember either.
Right. Tom, what do you think?
I see both points, but I have to agree with the wife because I have a 14-year-old daughter as well, and I would not let her go to a huge venue like that by herself.
Right. It's interesting. Like, you know, when you say it, you're like, well, what could happen? They're going to be safe. They go in. They go to their section. But then you look at your child, and you're like, I don't know.
Right.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
You know?
Way too many people there. Way too many.
Hey, Nancy. What do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
Oh, my goodness. You cannot let a 15-year-old go to a concert like that alone. You can't. Get an X account and read what is happening on this earth in our country. And your daughter could just be gone and you'll never see her again.
Nancy, what's the age? What's the age that you think it's okay?
When I'd say 18, when she can't say no to me.
When you can't stop her.
Right.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Lori, our audience agreed with you today. 15, still a little bit young for an arena show. So if they're not going to fight you, go with them.
Well, thank you guys, because I was not ready to let my almost little baby, but it's not a baby, go by herself. So I'm glad that you guys agreed, and now I get to be the chaperone, as I should be. And we're going to enjoy this concert. It's going to be a ball.
You know what?
Yeah, you're going to have a great time.
Truth is, Joe, is that with your daughter bringing two of her friends, honestly, three tickets might cost just about the same as four, right? So, you know, they don't like to split those up a lot of times. Nobody likes single tickets in your row, so... You know, you could definitely make out on this one.
At least that's what I'm going to lie and say for you,
Lori. I mean, that's not true. I don't even know why you would.
It's totally true.
It's not. Not
it's
even
totally
a little
true.
Bit.
Joe, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, Lori's getting away, so I'll be making out too, hopefully.
I don't even know what's happening. If anyone has a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,700. Lenka, you're there with your kids, Hannah and Mateo?
Yes, we are.
All right. You guys feel like you know your stuff today?
Of course.
Oh, I like it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, you three. $2,700. Here we go.
Lenka, how old is Hannah and Mateo?
11 and 13.
Okay, good. All right. That puts you in a good position right now. Let's see. All right, so Raven's out of here. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Sounds good.
Number one, Johnny Depp is making a comeback as he's set to star in Ebenezer, A Christmas Carol on Paramount that's coming out next November. In the original Christmas Carol, how many spirits visit Ebenezer after Jacob Marley?
7.
Number two, Sesame Street is getting a new look as it moves to Netflix and we're going to be able to go into the brownstones. Which Sesame Street character lives in a trash can?
Oscar.
Number three, Six Flags America in Bowie, Maryland officially closed this week after 50 years in operation. This may all be part of a restructure as last month, what NFL player announced that he's an investor, a lifelong Six Flags fan, and will be working with them to enhance the experience?
Devonta Smith.
Okay. Number four, Demi Moore, the women of the NBA, and Miss Rachel are a few of the women being honored at the Glamour Women of the Year Awards. What is the name of Miss Rachel's YouTube show?
What is Miss Rachel's show? Is it just Miss Rachel? Isn't it Miss Rachel?
Number five, Will Ferrell's elf costume is hitting the auction block and expected to get over $250,000. What is the first rule in the Code of Elves?
Guess something.
Never talk to Santa.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right, Lenka, Hannah, and Mateo got one right.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, guys. I had big faith in you. Let's see how I do. Right. They're really hard.
Number one, Johnny Depp is making a comeback. He's set to star in Ebenezer, A Christmas Carol on Paramount next November. We got to wait a year.
I told you, I had him dead and buried.
I thought he was dead, too.
Yeah, no question about it.
In the original Christmas Carol, how many spirits visit Ebenezer after Jacob Marley?
It'd be 4, right? So it's, hold on. After his partner, so 3 then.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas of yet to come.
Number two, Sesame Street is getting a new look as it moves to Netflix and will be able to go into brownstones that you saw in the old episodes.
Cool.
We've never gone inside before. Which Sesame Street character lives in a trash can?
That'd be Oscar the Grouch.
Correct. Number three, Six Flags in Bowie, Maryland officially closed this week after 50 years in operation. This may be all part of a restructure as last month, what NFL player announced that he was an investor, a lifelong Six Flags fan, and will be working with them to enhance the experience?
That'd be Travis Kelce, Mr.
Travis
Swift.
Travis Kelce. I just, like, when he says to Taylor, I'm going to buy part of Six Flags, is she just like, yeah, all right.
I think she's probably like, that's fun, sweetie.
Like, okay, that sounds like something you should do on a Thursday.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, I mean, her family's got a Christmas tree farm. It's like community stuff. It'll be fun. Plus, you can do a coaster.
I don't think they have that Christmas tree farm anymore.
Well,
number four.
That's sad.
Demi Moore, the women of the NBA, the WNBA, and Miss Rachel are a few of the women that are being honored at the Glamour Women of the Year Awards. What's the name of Miss Rachel's YouTube show?
Miss Rachel.
No, Songs for Littles.
Is that right?
Yes.
I didn't realize there was a formal name. I love the new episodes, though.
5.
All right, Miss Rachel.
Will Ferrell's elf costume is hitting the auction block and is expected to get over $250,000. What is the first rule in the Code of Elves?
Sing loud for all to hear.
No. Treat every day like Christmas.
Every day like Christmas.
So. All right, 3-1 today. Lenka, Hannah, and Mateo, that's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Okay, my name is Lenka, and I can beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt you guys have to fight over. $2,800 tomorrow, Anna.